Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison says tonight's budget is all about jobs and growth. Labor says it must be judged on whether or not it's fair. The budget is expected to bring down taxes for high-income earners and provide tax breaks for more companies. Labor is already arguing that it favours the big end of town. That fairness argument will form Labor's theme throughout the 8 weeks of this election campaign. Our political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
This is a budget almost overshadowed by one delivered 2 years ago. The Labor leader Bill Shorten was reminding Labor MPs about the Abbott government's first budget this morning.
When we watch the Liberal guests clap Scott Morrison and his budget, just remember they all stood up and applauded Joe Hockey in 2014. And remember that budget was a budget where it was all about living within our means. But what we did is that we made that budget about its unfairness.
Labor Senator Doug Cameron reduced it to the raw politics of the image that emerged of Mr. Hockey and the Finance Minister Matthias Cormann smoking cigars.
And Matthias Cormann will be cracking out the Havana cigars tonight and I suppose celebrating more unfairness and more problems for ordinary working families.
But smoking more generally is a problem for Labor. The government will match Labor's policy to increase tobacco excise by 12.5% every year until 2020. The Parliamentary Budget Office said that would raise nearly $48 billion. But Scott Morrison's highlighting Treasury's estimate, it'll be just over $28
billion. Labor has a gaping black hole of around $20 billion over the next 10 years on their excise proposal. And more, even more worrying than that, is they've got a $3.2 billion hole over the budget and the forward estimates.
The Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says the Parliamentary Budget Office is a respected organisation which will at times come up with different conclusions to the Treasury.
What's the big revelation that Scott Morrison has? That he will adopt holeless, bolus Labor policy announced last year. Now, in finding that, in doing that, he has of course had to find a way to smooth the humiliating backdown that he's undertaken. And it appears, we haven't seen any Treasury modelling, we haven't seen any analysis or underpinning assumptions, but it appears that the Treasurer's document, the budget, will make different assumptions about the rate of decline in smoking as a result. Now, if the Treasury and the Treasurer or the Treasurer's office have decided to include different assumptions in relation to tobacco excise and impacts on smoking rates, that's fine. They have adopted Labor's policy.
But Mr. Morrison's using the difference to drive home his message about the opposition's approach.
Labor's come up with a plan like they did on the mining tax. They said it'd raise all this money, it'd build all this infrastructure, it'd change people's superannuation, it'd do all of these things. Well, it did none of those things because once again they got it wrong. What you know from Labor is they'll always want to tax you more so they can chase higher and higher levels of spending. But when it all comes crashing down, you get let down and you end up paying more. That's not what's in our plan tonight. Our plan is an affordable plan, it's a sustainable plan, and it seeks to support all Australians by driving the growth that is necessary to ensure that we make this transition successful.
Mr. Bowen says much of tonight's budget will be Labor policy.
High income super, which he railed against, said was an attack on the retirement incomes of Australians. He will adopt a similar policy. The day he adopts Labor's tobacco excise changes.
Trimming superannuation tax breaks for high-income earners will bring big savings. Some of that money is expected to go into measures to bolster the retirement savings of low-income earners, especially women who've been out of the workforce having and raising children. Independent Senator Nick Xenophon says it's fair.
In terms of the fairness test, the pub test, if you've got more than $2 or $3 million in your super, it's not unreasonable for you to be paying more tax on that. Superannuation is meant to be all about funding a comfortable retirement. It shouldn't turn into a tax haven, as it appears to have, for people that have millions in their superannuation accounts.
The fairness argument is raging as the government's expected to propose tax cuts for people earning more than $80,000 a year. So far, Labor hasn't said if it will back or try to block the change, but Mr. Shorten's using it to attack the government.
If the reports are true, this is a budget which will favour the big end of town over everyday Australians. How could it be fair that tonight someone who earns $300,000 will learn that they get a $2,600 tax cut Yet families, average Australian families, the people who make up this great country, earning $60,000 a year, will face cuts of $5,000.
A plan to make sure multinational tax companies pay tax in Australia is expected to raise billions and help the government to make its case that its budget is fair. Greens Senator Peter Whish-Wilson says his party came up with the policy first. He welcomes the measures being flagged but says more is needed.
We need to throw the kitchen sink at this problem. We need to come at it from every angle if we're actually going to make a dent on it. So while we welcome some baby steps towards actually raising the revenue that we need from tax-dodging companies, we've got a lot further to go.
That's Greens Senator Peter Whish-Wilson ending that report from Louise Yaxley.